Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I've asked Dawn to step in and help me help you understand what financial freedom is. Now, I think Dawn is a really good example of, and this is going to sound a little crass, and I'll have to apologize to Dawn when I bring him on, but I think Dawn is a great example of doing everything he was told to do in life and doing it absolutely to the best of his ability. If you looked at this guy's resume, first of all, you understand that this guy is highly educated. Yeah, when I say highly educated, I mean he actually pursued a PhD. And his background is actually in economics. So when you're studying economics at the PhD level, you're really getting into the minutiae of how things work from an economic standpoint. About 35 years into his career, Don realized that things weren't necessarily going the way they were supposed to go. Now, everything was fine with his employment. I mean, he was doing great, but he was looking at that retirement target on the wall, and he was thinking, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to achieve what I think I'm going to be able to achieve, and I need to find a different way. And Don had been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and he had been listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Those are the two shows that Lifestyles Unlimited produces, and they're designed to help you understand there's a better way. And Don was listening to that information, and even though he's highly educated and actually probably knows a lot more than you and I do, Don listened to the wisdom that was coming out, and he decided to take action. Well, 2.5 years after really becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and repurposing his entire account, I should say his retirement account, because that's really what he did. He moved money out of where it wasn't doing well, and he moved money into where it is doing well, and he's got investments in 20 different apartment communities now, and it's totally changed his life in less than 5 years. So this is why I think it's so important for Don to be on the show. It's for those of you out there that think you are doing everything correctly. You may find out at a future date that you have a looming financial catastrophe on your hands. So let's bring Don on. Let's get to know Don, because I've had him on the show before. As a matter of fact, I actually was having a heart attack the last time I had Don on the show. And it wasn't because, you know, Don was giving me all this awesome information that made my heart go, whoops. It was really because I was having a heart attack because I wasn't taking care of my health. So having said that, welcome back to the show, Don. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. Thanks very much. But don't worry, I'll get over it. So
I know you will. I know you will. You know what's amazing? I'm looking out my window, and there's a 6-point buck standing about, I don't know, 20 feet from my window. Now, fortunately for that buck, you can't discharge a firearm where I live. So I'm going to just enjoy his beauty. But I think that's one of those neat things that I'm able to do now because I changed what I was doing in the past. I actually was able to buy a home that gives me these beautiful pleasures. Mm-hmm. So Don, tell me, after all those years of doing what you were told to do, what was it like when you finally realized that that retirement plan was failing you?
Well, it's a great story, because what we did was what we're always told to do, which is save like a maniac and hope that you don't run out of money before you die. And my first job was as a county employee, and so I get $310 a month from that county. Now they're still paying me, and when I took the next job, it wasn't a county job, and so I'm a recovering museum director, as you know. But at any rate, my board chairman and I chatted, and I said, I need a retirement plan. And so he set us up with this huge, big not-for-profit that does colleges and universities and museums and things like that. And so for 35 years, we pumped money into it like crazy, and my wife ended up working in nonprofits for colleges and private schools, and so they had the same program. And so after 35 years, I had something in the neighborhood of $550,000, and there's a very long story that we won't tell here because I wasn't employed directly the whole time. I kept getting fired, and fortunately, my wife could hold a job. So, but at any rate, so imagine that I've got this money in the bank, and years ago, we stumbled into real estate sort of by accident. Back in the 80s, when we got married, we bought a house in Milwaukee, and a year later, we moved to Appleton, Wisconsin, and we rented the house. And we didn't know what we were doing, and it was a hassle, and we sold it, and yeah, we made $8,000 or $10,000, and it was nice, but I took my daughter after she graduated from Chicago in 2013, and we looked at the house, and the house beside it was for sale. So I said to her, how much is that house for sale? So she calls up the real estate agent, and she says, $640,000, Daddy. And I said, no, that can't be right. I'll call the real estate agent. It was $640,000. And so here's a rental house that we, beside our house, our former house, that was now worth more than my entire 35 years of savings into a retirement program. And I think that was the first thing that made me think, maybe I didn't do this right.
that can be like a big shock to the system, because I mean, you've been doing everything you were told to do, stuffing money away. You've amassed $550,000, which, come on, Don, let's be honest, that's really a lot more money than most people that are doing what you did actually have in the bank. I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to get back into Don's story, and we're going to understand how he dug himself out. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, if you're just joining me, you're actually not just joining me, you're joining Don and me, because Don is on the show today to try and help you understand that even though you can spend a lifetime doing what everybody told you to do, that plan can blow up in your face. And what I'm talking about is the plan that Don was following to put money aside into all of these retirement accounts. And over a period of time, a long period of time, to be honest with you, he had amassed $550,000 in that account. But ironically, he also owned a piece of real estate that was worth more than he had socked away in all these retirement accounts. So, Don, what's going on with this picture here? I mean, break it down for us.
Yeah, we actually didn't own that real estate. We sold it back in the 80s. If we'd held on, it would have been worth that much money. But so what we did was I had been listening to the Sunday show for a while. I hadn't quite found Dell yet, but I was listening to the Sunday show. And one day I had this other thing I was working on, and it just was not working, and it wasn't ever going to work, and that's too long a story to tell without beer. But at any rate, I finally picked up the phone and called the Dallas office and told them this horrible story about trying to manage real estate from 100 miles away, and the guy on the other end says, well, you don't do that. You hire somebody to do that. You have a property manager. And that was the first time that the 4x4 hit the donkey beside the head. And I said, oh, why didn't I know that 30 years ago? Anyway, so I went over on a Thursday night and heard some people, and then talked to some folks. And then David Fisher was doing what we call the 2-day. And so I went into that. And the first day he does single family, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, we can get some people to manage these things. We can handle that. And he teased multifamily, and the next day he did multifamily, and that's, as Dell says, that was the aha moment, and that's when the 4x4 really hit the donkey beside the head, because knowing what I knew about our finances, we could skip the single family thing and go straight into multifamily. And as my wife says, I took out my credit card that night. And I'll tell you an interesting story about real estate and retirement funds. In this big retirement fund, out of that $500,000 that we had a real estate investment trust, a REIT. And I went home and looked at my REIT. And the next morning, I called my advisor and I said, I've been in this REIT for 10 years. Is this right? Are these numbers right that we've averaged 2.99% per year over the last 10 years? And he said, yes, that's right. So after I hung up, I cashed in the REIT, and that's what paid for my Lifestyles membership. 2.99% a year over 10 years.
Screaming money. Screaming
money. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should be dancing for excitement on that kind of crazy.
Yeah, 2.99 into 70, the rule of 72. Yeah, right.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to do the math there, and I've
no,
just
no,
broke
it'll
my,
hurt.
My
don't,
calculator
don't do it. It'll
in my brain.
Hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me just take a step back with you, Don. So you had $550,000 sitting there in those retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I mean, just give me a round number. I'm just looking for what did it really cost you at that time to run your household? Do you even have an idea?
Oh gosh.
$3,000, $4,000, $9,000.
But more than that, because we have a nice house, so there's $10,000 in taxes and $5,000 or $6,000 in insurance. So, if we really just didn't do anything else, you could probably run it on 40, 45-ish, something like that.
$4,500 a month.
Oh, a month. Oh, I was thinking a year. Yeah, $45,000 a year. It'd be back of the envelope. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Well,
wanna,
you know. What I'm up to here is that I'm just trying to figure out if you had pursued living off of that $550,000, the Mr. Calculator is telling me you could have made it maybe 12 years, but mm-hmm. you would have run out of money. So how long are you supposed to live? Do you know?
The actuarial tables put me into my late 80s.
How long did Mom and Dad live?
My dad died at 86, and my mother died in 93. And my dad had some health issues. I mean, he smoked when he was a kid, and that eventually came back to kill him. But so I hear what you're talking about. Now, the other side of the equation is that my wife had that much and a little bit more in her retirement account. So
there's more money.
Yeah, but the other thing that the wonderful thing that I love about Lifestyles is that they teach you to think differently, and they sort of teach you to think like rich people, and rich people don't think the way normal people do. They think in terms of assets and return on your assets and all those sorts of things. And one of the great aha moments with David Fisher, who, you know, Mr. Milquetoast, as we all know, that's a bad joke. At any rate,
I got it though. So do the other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are listening. Yeah, exactly. But everybody else is like, Milquetoast. What? Okay, yeah, join. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
But you know, he sits there and says, you know, is your house an asset or a liability? And of course, I put my hand up and I said, mine's an asset. It's all paid off. And he says, well, and then you start thinking about it differently. And so the other thing that we did, big picture wise, was we went down to our local bank and miracle of miracles, they do interest-only HELOC loans, which almost nobody does. And so we played with the IRA money, and we played with the HELOC money, and we really jumped in with both feet. And it's three years in, it's working extraordinarily well, I have to tell you. So,
okay, so how much money, once you tapped into all these different sources where you had money sitting, how much money did you have to redeploy?
We redeployed about $1.2 million. And that included a modest inheritance. But so we're in, what, 22 deals now. So passive deals.
I like that.
So we like that.
You're getting mailbox money. You're getting distributions quarterly that come in, and you're not doing anything for those things, right?
Well, yes. It's pretty difficult. I have to tell you, I'm really upset about this, but I have to go to my computer screen and right-click on three buttons, and I'll tell you the rest of that story when we get back.
Holy smokes, Don. Are you telling me these lead investors are actually making you do mouse clicks?
Yeah.
This is insane. Oh, my goodness. We come back from the break. We're going to find out just how strenuous clicking the mouse is. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me just do some quick math for you, because I want you to understand where Don and Carolyn started, okay? They had money invested in different places. They had retirement accounts. They had paid off their home. They had done everything that society had told them to do, because society believes that if you do all of these things, you'll be set for retirement. So let's break it all down. When you take all the money from the inheritance, when you take the money from the different retirement accounts that are there, when you go to the equity in your home and you pull that out, what you wind up with is a big bag of money. And Don wound up with about $1.2 million worth of money. Now, conventional wisdom is going to tell you this: start living off of it. That's right. Start living off of it. As a matter of fact, conventional wisdom would have told Don, hold off on that HELOC right now, because you don't want to pay the interest on that, because you're not ready to consume that money yet. And if you do everything the way you're supposed to do it, Don, and if your parents live, say, to the age of 90, and let's say that's your expiration date at the age of 90, if we do the backwards math, then we know that when you get to the age of about 64 and a half, you can do all of this stuff, live off all of this money, and as long as your cost of living doesn't go up, you will not run out of money at the age of 90. Man, that sounds like it's kind of risky, Don. What do you think about that?
I think it's very risky.
What'd you do about it? I mean, so in the last segment, you were kind of saying, hey, I had to like flip the switch and think about things differently. So what did you do with that $1.2 million? I mean, we'll get to the mouse click thing, but I think this is really important stuff.
Well, the you know, once we joined Lifestyles, the thing that is so powerful about it is the education side of things. You have to go through a whole series of courses in essence to become what we call certified passive. And that tells you that you know the basics of what's going on and how to do things and how to read a PPM and how to evaluate an opportunity and those sorts of things.
Hold on, Don. I got to jump in on you there because I know you're a card-carrying member of the PhD club and your PhD is business focused. So are you telling me that Lifestyles taught you something that you never received in all of that professional education?
Lifestyles taught me a lot that I didn't get in my regular education. I'm a historian by training, but the economics degree in college. I have a buddy who's retired now, and he worked for Merrill Lynch and a whole bunch of those sorts of things. And he says that his economic degree from college was essentially useless as far as business is concerned. So the answer is yes. I learned an immense amount, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning,
I'm right there with you. I'm not putting you on the spot, Don. I've got two business degrees, and when I came to Lifestyles and they just hit me with the facts of what I needed to know, I was like, can I get a refund on a master's degree? And can you cut me back some of the, I don't know, the government paid for my baccalaureate, but you know, I'll take a rebate. I mean, they're handing out student loan forgiveness, so why not us, right? Anyway, that's a separate story. So you've got this $1.2 million bag of money that you've got to redeploy, and the end result is that you have to make three mouse clicks. Walk me through how that works.
Well, it's out of our 22 deals, there are 13 of them that are now paying distributions. There are four of them that are fairly recent, so they haven't gotten 6 months in yet. One of them is what we call a deep value deal, a lead that we invested with earlier and did very, very well. He found an absolute slum in South Dallas. You know, two of the buildings didn't have hot running water and roofs leaked and, you know, 80% occupancy. So that's a value deal. But 13 times this month, somebody's going to send me money. And that's a really nice thing. And so Carolyn and I now look at January and April and July and October as Christmas, because those are the months when the distributions are paid. And the distribution process it's just awful. I have to go online and do about five mouse clicks to find my bank account to see who's put money into it. And right, my index finger on my right hand is just aching right now from all of those mouse clicks. It's so difficult.
So. I'm loving the sarcasm in your voice. Let me ask you the big question.
Yeah.
With those investments that you have right now and the fact that they're sending you quarterly distributions, are you living off of that money? I mean, or do you have to still work for a living?
No, we're pretty well retired. I mean, we have our Social Security, and who knows how long that'll last. Carolyn still has her whole IRA on her side. That was the deal. She would keep the stocks, and I'd do the real estate side of things. Our goal was to take the first 3 years of Lifestyles, given our age, and plow everything back in. And so that's what we've done. But we're coming up on the end of that 3 years. And so starting, you know, almost today, we're going to start living off of those distributions and start living off of those refinances and start living off of those sales. I mean, we'll do some investing to keep the level at about 1.2, But outside of that, it's, you know, we have our health and we're going to travel and, you know, Lifestyles is going to fund a trip to Europe and France next year. We're going to follow my grandfather's path during World War One and end up at the Battle of the Meuse-Argonne. And so, yeah, our goal was take 3 years, reinvest, plow everything back, and then start spending. And life's too short not to have fun.
Okay, so you mentioned that Carolyn was, she's holding on to that IRA. She's not really
right.
ready to let that go. And I know the stock market's been doing, you know, pretty decent. So I can understand that thought.
Yeah.
But when you compare what you've been able to do with real estate to what's going on in that IRA, who's winning? What's going on?
That's hard to say because it takes a while to get fully invested and to get the investments paying distributions and all that. But this year, I'm thinking that overall, we're going to make about 4% cash on cash off of all of the 21 investments that we have. And one or two of them are struggling. A couple of them got hit by the Chinese Wuhan virus pretty bad. One poor fellow went through three hurricanes.
Oh my.
You know, a couple of them are value deals that are not going to pay distributions for a year, and we know that. I'll be honest, I don't exactly know what her IRA is returning. She's just letting it sit there and compound until we're forced to take it out in a couple of years. But I'm really happy with where the real estate income is because we don't pay any tax on it. So that's a really nice thing. So it's really not 4%. It's maybe closer to 6% that you'd have to earn in order to get 4%.
Yeah, because, I mean, based on an average 4% return with $1.2 million invested, you're pulling back $48,000 in distributions, which you mentioned earlier is enough to meet your nut, which is totally fine. But
yeah.
What people need to understand is you actually have to make a whole lot more money than $48,000 in your job to bring home $48,000. When we come
exactly.
back from the break, we're going to get into this. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant? And all of a sudden, it becomes very difficult to do business. I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so Don gave you some excellent insider information. And when we talk about real estate, there's none of that insider information junk that goes on, like in the stock market where, you know, people of Congress get information and then they make stock trades and pretend that nobody knows what they're doing. And then all of a sudden the market does what it does. And all of a sudden they have a winning hand. Yeah, we don't do that in real estate. So when we talk insider information, it's really just information you probably haven't heard before. That's really what it is. So Don disclosed that he took $1.2 million worth of capital and he has it invested across 21 different apartment communities. The blended return rate that he's receiving right right now is about 4%. And some people are going, wow, 4% cash on cash return. That's not very good. How do you live off of it? Okay, well, let me just kind of break it down for you. And then I'm going to turn it back over to Don to fill in the rest of the picture. He's making a 4% blended return. But what you don't know is all of the different types of assets that he's invested in. Now, Don mentioned he's in a couple of apartment deals that could have been classified as slums before a Lifestyle Unlimited member bought it. And trust me, it will not be a slum when that member is done with it. But that kind of deal takes time to build. So when you go into that kind of deal, you know that you're going to forego cash distributions for maybe 6 months, maybe a year, possibly 2 years. Some 3 years. But you do that knowing that the lead needs all of that capital to reposition that asset so that they can actually get to a point of doubling your money, doubling your investment in a couple of years. That's what a good value play does. Now, I also know Don's in some yield plays, which means they're actually paying him a higher rate than 4%. He's actually getting more money. So with all these different investments, and depending on where these investments are in their specific timeline, his blended rate is 4%. And this is beautiful because Don has figured out what it takes to operate his household. He told us earlier it's $45K. Well, 4% off of $1.2 million is $48,000. So Don, I mean, you don't have to worry about, you know, paying your taxes on your principal residence. You don't have to worry about putting food on your table. You don't have to worry about much of anything because that real estate's got all that covered now, right?
Well, that's exactly right. As I say, we're both retired and had fairly well-paying jobs, so Social Security kicks in there and as well. So it really is, it makes life pretty easy. And just to give you a feel, we were talking about the 4%, and I've got a little spreadsheet here. One of my deals is paying 6.75, 5.45, 7.51, 8.78, 7.8, well, 2.71, 2.5, 5.4. Those are the distribution percentages that we're seeing. And so you can see that there's a range of them. But altogether, as I say, 13 out of 21 are paying, and another four or five of those will start paying before February or March. So the answer is yes, it's wonderful. It's mailbox money, it's click money, and you don't pay tax on it.
I mean, your hardest job is just getting those reports and matching them to the projections that were made when you got in the investment so that you can figure out, is it on track or is it not, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we get financials every month, and we get a written report as well. So the lead will tell us, gives us the specific numbers. So I know exactly how much rent he got, you know, what he spent on electricity and those sorts of things. But then you look at that against the pro forma. What did he think he was going to do? And then that begins to tell you, you know, how the value of that particular investment is moving. And as I say, with the slum that our lead bought in South Dallas, he's been in it for about 4 months, and the roofs don't leak and everybody has hot water, and they love the new security system in the gate, and he's at something like 85-88% occupancy, and none of them are running drug houses or prostitution houses, and the local residents just love him. They just love what he's done and how he has improved their lives. And I think that's something that we overlook every now and then, is that these investments were lower middle class housing. It's $800 to $1,200 to rent in our buildings. And those people are desperate for good, clean, safe housing. And that's what we provide. And there's a part of me that's very proud that we've invested in those things and really made a difference in those people's lives.
How many units are you currently invested in?
Oh, I knew you'd ask a question like that. I think it's
about, give you a ballpark. You don't have to be accurate.
I think it's about 2,400.
Okay. So that tells me that you are invested in 2,400 families that are receiving clean, functional workforce housing.
Yeah.
And the key thing with those 2,400 families is they're out there looking at what's available to rent, And if they didn't get into one of your units, they were probably going to get into something that wasn't nearly as nice. So I think you are making a huge difference in the quality of life of 2,400 families. That's what I believe you're doing.
Well, that's very true. And the other thing is that we, you know, as Dell preaches, it's best product, best price. And we really do have the best product in our little submarkets. And we have waiting lists. I've got a fellow out in East Texas that has we've invested in two of his deals. And he tells me, he says, I've got 8 or 10 people on my waiting list. If somebody moves out, I can fill it. You know, as soon as I can do the turn, it's filled. And that speaks to the quality of what we do and how we do it. And again, you know, you think about Cabrini Green and the government running housing, and compared to what we do, there isn't a comparison.
I agree. You know, I'm just kind of reflecting back. Can I ask you how old you are, Don? I mean, I don't need to put you, I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's do it.
Okay, you put me on. I'm 70.
So. Okay, so you're 70. So, and the reason I bring that up is I don't want to age shame you or any of that stuff that goes on in society nowadays. I want people to understand that you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2018, December of 2018.
Right.
So at the ripe old age of what, 67?
67, something like that. 68, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Okay. So, and the reason I bring that up is I know there are people listening to your voice that probably thought you were in your 40s or your 50s. So we've clarified that. But more importantly, I want them to understand that it doesn't really matter what your age is. It's your attitude, right? It's how you look at what you're doing for your future. And at the age of 67, you said, hey, dude, this ain't working. Let's switch gears. Now, people would say you're a very risky man for doing that. What would you respond to them?
Well, two things. When at age of 67, we had a pretty good idea of what was going to be in our IRAs and 401ks and all that. And we would have been okay. I mean, we would have been comfortable. We wouldn't be eating mac and cheese 5 nights a week and all that. But the attitude change was, there has to be something better than this. There has to be a way out. And that's what, you know, that's when I stopped listening to the radio station and made a phone call. And once you looked at what they did and how they did it at Lifestyles, the whole idea was, we're not going to set this thing up to run out of money. We're going to set this thing up so that as the years go on, we have more and more money. And that was one of the, as Dell says, one of the aha moments was, I'm not thinking anymore about, am I going to run out of money? I'm thinking about, how can I reinvest this money? How can I make the next investment to see that a year from now I'll have more income? So there's a whole different mindset about income and about what your lifestyle is going to be like. And, you know, it may be that, 5 years ago, we were paying $8 or $9 a bottle for wine, and now we're comfortable paying $20 or $25 for a better bottle of wine. And you know what they say: don't ever drink bad wine. So
you should never drink bad wine.
It just gives you a whole different outlook on the rest of your life.
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking, Don, based on the longevity of your family and what you're doing right now for retirement, and the fact you've got everything pretty much dialed in, and you're probably going to look at Carolyn's IRA and go, yeah, we need to extract that money because it's not doing as well. We need to repurpose it. We need to put it into real estate, because at the end of the day, Don, you and Carolyn are not going to run out of money when it's time for you to pass on. You're going to pass on a great portfolio to whomever or whatever you desire. I want to thank you, Don, for being on the show. If you want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.